Welcome to Barnegie Hall. Before we start, I just want to say that I'm always so gratified to see former participants come back and to see all the veterans in the audience. So for the veterans, please, if you're able, please stand up so we can see you. Thank you all. Thank you for your service. And that's one of our missions for Project Drew, is to stay connected to you and for you to connect to each other. So I really, really appreciate seeing you all come back again. Our shows that we have here at Barnegie Hall help to support Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And Project Drew is just one program of Music on a Mission. Project Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, and is named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who was a singer and a songwriter and an artist, as well as a highly trained military officer. Drew helps veterans on their way, on their journey home, and they need to reintegrate into society to make that journey as peaceful and well as they can. And so Drew helps to do that because we share the history. We share the stories that we learn from the veterans, and our songwriters, as you will see, are magic. And their compassion and their insight helps to, they connect with the veterans, and they share stories, and the stories are transmitted heart to heart, and then the music does the work. So Mike is now going to talk a little bit more about what actually happens here, but I thank you for coming and enjoy these songs. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall and our 28th Project Drew workshop. Believe it or not, yeah, we got started in 2017, and here we are, 28 workshops later. Want to just describe a little bit about what we do in the barn, and really let the music tell the stories. As Marilyn mentioned, Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, and it's named in honor of my cousin Drew Ferguson. So he's a Northeast Ohio native. He grew up right here in Avon Lake. And in the circle yesterday morning, as I mentioned to the group, our group gathered, I could talk all day long about my cousin Drew. But just to say a few things, you know, he was an artist and a poet and a songwriter. His art and poetry are integrated into our logo, and there's a story about that on our website. And he was quite successful in his military career. He finished as a captain after 3 tours of duty. Unfortunately, we lost him in the summer of 2017 when he took his own life. He struggled with transition home, as so many vets do. And so this whole program is an honor and tribute to Drew and all of our other veterans to really to try to stay connected, right? And music's a great way to do that. So if you take one thing away from you today, in addition to hearing these songs, remember that connection that music can help with. Help us to reach more veterans and more songwriters, because we appreciate their bravery too. Help us to connect, right? So the stories you'll hear today, they may run the full gamut, full range of human experience. Sometimes they're really heavy and dark and difficult. Sometimes they're uplifting and amazing, and sometimes they're humorous. You just never know. They're real, and they are veteran stories, and they're important for us to hear. And I like to say that the music will speak for itself if we listen. All right, so you got to just kind of tune in and what are the messages there for us to carry away and to stay connected together. So yesterday morning was just a circle up and meet veterans and songwriters together. And Marilyn does her magic and matches up people who she thinks will work well together. And then we just spend the morning and into the day and share the space. Just sit and listen. Any story that vets would like to share with us. There's really no prescription here or anything that we want our vets to do other than come share the space with us and tell us what you'd like to, right? And then here we are 24 hours later. Tim's going to lead us off, and songwriters come back with a song that they've written together with the veteran based on what they've said and shared. And we perform them here for the first time. So you're in for a real treat of some original songs just written in the last day. Then we'll finish the workshop here with a song that Drew wrote years ago. His vision of an ideal evening of coming together with friends to share music. And we'd play that in the first workshop, and it kind of became our anthem to wrap up the each workshop. So if you'd like to participate in any way, in your seats or up on stage to sing with us, we'd love to have you do that. So that's a little description of what we do. On a tactical note, we love when people take pictures and photos, and Curtis and Jim do a wonderful job on sound, and Jerry. So usually we get good audience sound and participation and applause, but Curtis can usually edit out any stray phone calls or whatever. But I'd encourage you to take out your phone, and if you don't need it, go ahead and turn it off. And if you do want to leave it on, just flick that little switch so that it's in silent mode, so that everybody can tune in and enjoy the music. Yeah. Okay, so we have five songwriters today, and we'll let them each take a minute to introduce themselves and the description of the veteran whom they met and kind of tee up their song a little bit before they play each original tune. And we'll see what unfolds here this afternoon. Thank you.